This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There are a lot of people out there who aren't going to like what I'm about to say, but there is no turning back the digital tide, people. The internet is upon us, and it's not going away. We can shop and travel and manage our lives online. Most of us have adapted or, if necessary, just succumbed, except for a certain few, those who still use good old-fashioned paper checks. Alex Schmidt reports.
Imagine never missing a bill payment. Imagine only having to remember one online password. That's the pitch from a new service called Manila.
Manila is a free service that automatically organizes all of your bills in one secure place. It takes about 90 seconds to sign up and get started.
Sounds pretty good, right? But a lot of people aren't even close to using a bill-paying app. Many still use paper checks. Here's a random sampling of folks in a Los Angeles mall. How do you pay your bills?
I still send them out by mail.
I do a combination of direct withdrawal and online. It depends.
I have still maintained getting a paper copy sent to my house.
It's been 13 years since online bill pay allowed folks to go paperless and automatic. But today, only 50% of U.S. consumers pay bills online. Why?
The decision a person makes to adopt a new technology is based on two key factors. Number one, their perception of whether the technology is useful. And then secondly, it should also be easy to use.
That's Fred Davis, a professor of information systems at the University of Arkansas. He studies the ways consumers adopt new technology habits. Davis says personal finance habits take longer to change than the way you might switch from one smartphone to another. That's because money is so important to us.
Sometimes this holding on to the old way of doing things is quite rational.
Davis says it's not just stubbornness and emotion that keeps people from changing.
For them to use the electronic statements, maybe it's going to be more of a hassle and more effort because now I have to log in, remember my password. And so there is a convenience factor.
Now, banks and other services would love to see consumers automate and ditch paper altogether. In fact, that's one way free financial apps make a profit. Every time someone signs up and goes paperless, Manila gets money from your cell phone company, your bank, or cable service. In the U.S., banks spend a combined $1.5 billion supporting paper check payments every year. Paul McAdam at Fidelity Information Services says a few years back, the British government tried to set a deadline for elimination of paper checks, but
they had to back off and completely scrap those plans due to public outcry. And they said that the UK banking system would keep checks as long as customers needed them. I think that if a similar thing were attempted in the United States, we'd see the same reaction.
Folks here in the U.S. probably don't need prodding. We're writing fewer and fewer checks every year. And at that rate, they could naturally disappear by the year 2026. Rest assured, we, the consumers, will set the timeline. I'm Alex Schmidt for Marketplace.